On Middays with Marcus Maben, presented by PapaJohns.com on 93.9 The Ville. And right now, enjoy three medium one-topping pizzas for $5.55 each when using the promo code MABEN5.
Welcome back. Midday with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, we are rolling along. People, it is confession time. People, it is emotional. It is an emotional day for me in particular. People, do you realize I have a radio show in the University of Louisville for the school I love? People, do you realize without being prompted, without having the Facebook reminder, the hey, did you forget about something calendar? Coach Davenport of the Bellarmine Knights delivered a happy birthday cake.
He did.
To me. I had almost forgot my birthday was right around the corner.
That's impressive.
But this is going to be like, I guess this is physically the birthday show or something like that.
It is.
So you got that going on, right?
Yeah.
We're uncontrollable, so much so you can't even sit down in the booth, right?
No.
So you're excited about it. Guess what, Steve?
What's that?
One of my old friends has just hit me up and said they'll be joining us today.
They bumping our 11:05 guest?
Oh yeah. Because it's a really important special friend of mine.
Well, I mean, what?
Oh, my boy, Tom Church.
Oh! I mean, the day before the biggest football game that we've played, he wants to talk to us?
Where else?
Is that what you're saying?
Where else
would he want to go, Marcus?
I know that's right.
And in all seriousness, we probably will have Tom Church here in just a little bit.
No, probably. What do you mean?
He will
be joining us here. We
appreciate it.
Of course, we
appreciate
do,
it, man. Steve. Taking a little bit of time to come on and talk to us.
What are we going to talk to him about?
What are we not going to talk to him about?
I know.
Man? He's our guy, man.
And he knows everything.
Y'all want to hear it? You guys usually get a.
He's going to have a radio show one day.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And just out of boredom, he's going to have a radio show.
You guys are about to get a little bit of a, because see, a lot of times when a Tom Jurich
comes
on.
Steve gets to see these things behind closed doors, and now we're gonna let some conversation.
That's the thing, man. See, a lot of times, you hear Tom Jurich go on a radio show or the ones, and it's very formal. Y'all are about to hear how we kick it with Tom Jurich, man. That's our guy. So he's been good to us, man. I can't complain. No,
100%. Yeah. You know, we cut into the break. We were talking about the defense and Bobby Petrino choosing to, like, hold back with game plan.
Yeah.
Oh, you looked up like you had to deliver a message.
No, 100%. I was kind of agreeing, going along.
So let me ask you this. Is this the game that we're about to play? What statement would be more true? We don't know anything about these teams. Or what we know about them is just going to play out on the field to where it's just going to be man on man who's better in this game. You know how it's like sometimes you can out-scheme yourselves and then you just – sometimes you got to let the guys go out there and just play the game and the better men will win, right?
Right.
Do you think this game is going to be scheme or player? Because we can – like I said, the Kent State wasn't a big test. We don't know how good Auburn really is. We don't know how – good Purdue really is. We don't know how good North Carolina really is.
Yeah.
We've spent the week trying to compare resumes, trying to compare talent, trying to compare experience, false starts. What is that? Is that the center? Is that the coaching? We could come up with all these scenarios and say, we really don't know anything about these two respective teams.
No, I think that's fair that you could say we're three games in. Here's the thing. You can almost make an even argument there because I think Louisville's played two Power 5 teams, which gives you a little more insight.
Right.
I do think Clemson's played the best team out of the four
right.
in Auburn. So as much as I, on one hand, could argue, well, Louisville's played two Power 5 teams, and your first game was at Kent State.
Right.
Auburn or Clemson was tested with Auburn, but it was at home. Louisville hasn't played a home game yet.
What's more important, the competition level or the fact you're at home versus on the road?
I think there's a different adversity, too, that you could equal out because Auburn I keep doing it. Clemson probably had the best game as far as seriousness with Auburn and in tightness and just overall game and a player's ability.
Right.
But there's a different pressure on the road that Louisville's faced, that Louisville's ready for, that I'm not sure Auburn has faced. Clemson has faced that. We're playing Auburn. I'm done.
You know what
Louisville, Auburn tomorrow.
You know what else game day. You have to factor in right now, people, when we're talking about what you have to look forward to in the game. Now, everybody knows, you know, good teams, all these teams like us who are competing for top four spots in the nation, right, have two things. You cannot lose, and you must win your conference. People, the most overlooked aspect of this entire game is the fact this is your conference opener, people.
Yeah.
You watch enough basketball. You watch enough sports. You fought your family. You know what it's like. You fight your own family with a different level of intensity. People, when you know your opponents,
yeah,
it's a different level of intensity. Clemson and Louisville are in-house fighting.
Absolutely.
You're fighting for not only national respect.
Right.
You're fighting for conference respect. Coaches are coaching at a different level of intensity. You had these players on these trips together as recruits, right? Like in conference, you know, they all know each other. In conference, it's a different level. So not only does Clemson have a conference opener enthusiasm, but they're going to the oven that is Papa John's Cardinal Stadium.
Yeah.
And I like to bring you into these things psychologically, but I'm telling you, when they come into this stadium.
And real quick, let me just clip. Like, that's their conference opener. We opened up with
you're
UNC.
Right. You're right. Yeah, right,
but,
yeah. Right. Yeah.
That, but it is their conference opener.
You bring them into the stadium. They know it's a stadium. They know it's an animal house. They know the rucks. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to be warming up, and they're going to look at those cranes. And they're going to look at all that construction.
Yeah.
And they're going to be that. That's like a, it's like a looming shadow over the field. Damn, what else are they adding to this place?
Yeah.
This place is a must. Man, coach is acting like he don't want to play me. They're actively thinking about transferring in the beginning of the game. Right. Like, people, these are psychological effects on a game. Like, you lose some of your fight for Clemson when you see how good it may be somewhere else. Because I'm telling you, everybody in basketball thinks somebody else gets to shoot all the balls on another team. If I play for that team, you know, shot like them, you know, I'd be doing this and this and that. That's what every player for Clemson is thinking. And that stuff kicks in and you have an attitude. The shadow of the construction actually matters, Steve, or am I overstating that?
No, I don't think you're overstating that at all. I think when they come in and they see just that and they see the size and the magnitude and the way they've got that set up.
I mean, the College game day people are going crazy looking at the construction while they're setting up now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because they're going to run constant just of the new stadium. They're going to run constant promos of everything. And when you see it like it is now, I mean, it looks impressive. I mean, it's impressive looking thing. So to see that, I think that plays into it a lot.
Actually looming over the field.
Yeah.
Okay, people. I'm really just going down the list of just psychological factors. You know the stadium's going to be rocking nighttime. Construction's going to look almost like cosmic. You know, those big cranes. It's supposed to be a
right.
a clearer night.
You know? Oh, yeah. It's going to be a beautiful day. I mean, you couldn't ask for anything better. I mean, you couldn't. And I even like the way they've taken the construction. And if you notice, they've put the UofL signs and the We the Future and right. the different stuff up there that kind of they've turned the construction
into right.
into a billboard.
A commercial.
Yeah, into a commercial. Yeah. I mean, you've taken the construction and you've turned it into a setting commercial for what is happening at the University of Louisville right now. And, I mean, that's a perfect – you can't do it much better than that.
AZ Card writes in, Auburn is always overrated at the start of a season. Way too early to say that Auburn at Clemson is harder than UNC on the road.
I can't totally argue against that. I mean,
what would you say? Just the athlete level of Auburn is probably the
I would say so. Difference. Yeah, I mean, Auburn's got players. I mean, they've got really good players.
They have athletes. I don't know about players. That's funny. Good job. Boombox Mike, we're going in straight to you. What's on your mind? Boombox.
Time of the year.
I know.
I'm not even going to the Christmas jingle on it, man. I'm just going to say it. Hey, I'll tell you what, man. I was leaving work, man, and this guy has 8 UofL window flags on his car, on his laser. I'm like, he's got 2 per window, man. People are so ready, man. This is going to be so much fun, man. I'm going to fly by probably this evening and holler at y'all on the late night tip too, man. So I'm super excited, guys. Let's do this. Let's win this bad boy this weekend.
Let me ask you this, Boombox. How has your week been in the buildup? Like, how do you psychologically prepare yourself for the actual football?
Well, like I was saying, man, earlier this week I was stuck in jury duty that semi felt like jail. I ain't gonna lie, we sat around waiting forever. But, I mean, I was just sitting there thinking about it all day, and then I got my freedom when I got excused, and it's just been full on, man, making plans, getting ready. I'm gonna be there with bells ready to roll, man. I'm so excited. I don't think I've been this excited. We was talking about it last night when we recorded our podcast for the late night. Man, I don't think I've been this excited ever, ever.
Listen, that seems to be the overall sense. I appreciate the call.
Shout out to you guys, man. There's a lot of people going on, so that's what I say, man. It's gonna be a big thing.
Let's take a second to actually compliment everybody. You know, 36 hours of coverage, people. Like, you don't realize there's a lot
goes into that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. There's a lot of people having to kick in, having to add something to. I mean, because dead space is dead space. It's hard to fill 2 minutes. Of dead space or radio.
Yes. So I mean,
36 hours is a lot.
You're doing that. So yeah. Kudos to everybody that's chipping in and helping out. I mean, it's going to be a big thing. And of course, we'll be here from 9 to midnight, and it's going to be good. And we're going to invite some people up, man. Come up and see us.
We have not decided who's going to be the special guest on game day. Did you make a prediction already?
I just don't know. I mean, there's so many directions. I mean, you could guess everybody. I mean, they could do that. Deion Branch would be an easy one. I mean, Super Bowl MVP played here. I mean, you could go as high as Jennifer Lawrence or somebody like that. I mean, I don't know. You could do. I doubt you can get Teddy right in the middle of the season. I mean, there's different things. I mean, they, obviously any of those would be good.
Tom Jurich.
He could do it. So, right. I mean, yeah. I mean, he could do it for sure. So, I mean, but yeah. I mean, it's a total. I mean, anybody, there's more, but that's another credit to the university. There is a lot of people that could, a lot of people that could do it. How many universities have this many people you could pick from? It's not, I mean, a lot of universities, you say, well, there's probably 3 or 4 celebrity pickers. Not here.
Celebrity pickers.
Yeah.
Celebrity ADs. We have one of those on the phone.
The AD.
The celebrity, the AD of the year in our hearts and minds. Welcome. Welcome to 93.9 The Ville. Tom Jurich, how's it going?
Good, Marcus and Steve. How are you guys?
Wonderful. Great. Wonderful. Listen, we have to start this interview off with a definite apology. We know we're as excited as anybody on the planet about this week. We have to know, how did you manage to break away from your extremely busy schedule to give us a few minutes of your time? Because I know you're super busy.
Well, Kenny Clark told me I had to do it, and whatever Kenny says, we do. We just do it.
Listen, again, well, then that'll be
appreciate
my...
Appreciate that, Kenny.
Glad we get time to talk about a great, great weekend.
Speaking of, okay, you started off the week with your press conference talking about the United statue. You want to elaborate on that or kind of revisit
sure.
that?
Yeah. We had to move it with the construction because it needed a new home. So what we did is we asked all our fans for their input, and we just tried to listen to everybody where they wanted it. And there's a lot of parameters put in place, that our fans really thought of and wanted. They wanted it inside the building, inside the gate, so it couldn't be vandalized, of course. And then they wanted it in a place that everybody could get to, because I think one of the criticisms of the old spot was that really fans couldn't get down there and take pictures. So it was pretty much unanimous. Nothing's unanimous in this world anymore, but this one, the consensus was pretty clear that they wanted it up on the Norton Terrace so that they could be affiliated with it and walk up there and take pictures, and it's accessible from anybody in the stadium. So that's basically what we did. Kenny talked to the United family. They thought it was a great place to have it, and I think it looks good. And we did it yesterday up on the terrace to the press conference, and that's where I first saw it. But then I went to the practice yesterday and saw it from the field. It looks even better from down on the field. So it's going to be a great presence.
Talking with Tom Jurich here on 93.9 The Ville. So the statue will actually be roped off while it's up on the party deck?
Yes. And you'll be close enough where you can take pictures and all that. That's part of it. It's totally not finished yet. The base is still being made out of granite. It's not done yet. And I think it's about another 3-4 weeks away from having. Because what we wanted to do, all the people that donated, if you had seen the other one, we had bricks that it sat on that had their names. And so we want to make sure we continue to recognize all the people that made that statue possible. And so that's being engraved as we speak.
Well, speaking of statues made possible, the College Game Day is setting up in front of Grawmeyer Hall. The first responses are that the campus is getting its, just due on the beauty. It has to make you extremely proud to be able to, accommodate the game day crew and incorporate the entire campus as more or less a chamber of commerce view of the University of Louisville as a whole.
There's no question about it. I can't think of a better spot to have it than on the Oval in front of Grawmeyer Hall. That's such a beautiful setting. And the thing I like so much, it's going to be very, very easy for our students to get there. And, there's so many. Marcus, when you were on the campus and when I first got here, it was not a residential campus. Today it is. And so we want to take advantage of that and really get all our kids in there involved. And this is for them. It's great for our city. It's great for the school, but it's really great for our students.
Talking with Tom Jurich here on 93.9. Now, this has seemed from the outside to be like the most seamless invitation of College Game Day. We do know, you had the hurricane that kind of adjusted some things. But the staff you basically have in place to accommodate Game Day, like how proud of you are you of the way they've handled kind of the entire transition?
You start with Kenny, first of all, and there's nobody better in the business than him. So he works with all the media people and makes sure that they're taken care of. You can't believe the list of visitors he's got coming this week. It's unbelievable. But just handling all the logistics that goes with putting Game Day on, and we're going to do it in total Louisville style, like we do everything at the university. We want to do it first class and make sure that everybody has a great experience. So I think we've been working very, very close with them, but it's just unbelievable, the people around the campus, how everybody's taking such great pride in it. And I'm talking about everybody on the campus, not just athletically. And it's just been a really great team effort, and it's a lot of fun, and it really helps unite everybody.
Yeah, and talking with Tom Jurich here, Tom, Steve Rummage, there's not many schools that have ADs that do what you do as far as caring for everything in an entirety. And just kind of want to rehash that a little bit with this being on Grawmeyer Hall and with the different stuff. I mean, I know nobody in the administration is more excited than you to see that, and just the commercial that the university is getting as a whole this week. I mean, that's got to be invaluable for you guys.
There's no question about it. And I want the school to shine. Athletics will shine, but I want the school to shine. And that's my number one goal for everybody. And I think that's what everybody around the campus wants to see. We got a beautiful campus. We just got to let that secret out. That's the important thing. And I think ESPN, and just talking to the people yesterday, the producers and the director, even the people working on building the stage and all that, they're amazed at how beautiful the campus is.
Now, talking with Tom Jurich, last question before I get you out of here. It has to be...
You don't have to.
it has to be sports centric. I mean, I know you're a competitor. You got competitive athletes in your family, all that. Now, in the football game, I've set a number, and I called it the NRA number for the acronym, noise-related actions. How many false starts is the minimum amount of false starts this crowd is going to have to force to get a victory over Clemson?
Well, we hope that we can pay them back for what they did last year with us. Their crowd is terrific at Clemson, and they rattled us that first quarter. That noise factor was more than I've ever seen anywhere at any event. And so hopefully our fan base can replicate that and do the same thing. And a few false starts here and there will help us immensely. There's no question about it.
Okay, Mr. Jurich, one more. Fan to fan, sure. How does Tom Jurich, as a fan, take in tomorrow as a day, just the entire day and the experience at what's going to be going on here?
Well, it's tough to be a fan in this job. It really is. I'll be a fan when I retire, but I just want to make sure everything goes right. I really want to be very, very hospitable to our friends from ESPN for doing this for us. You know, I want this to become a regular event around here. And I want big games to be the norm, and that's why joining the ACC was just such a blessing to all of us. I mean, we have a lot of these opportunities. And look, in 12 months, we've been on game day 3 different times. I mean, that's remarkable. Who'd ever thought this? You know, for many, many years ago. And so that's what we want to keep going. But it's very difficult, Steve, to answer your question and say I'm a fan. I mean, I take it way too personal and way too serious. And like I said, hopefully a few years from now when I retire, then I'll be able to sit back and crack a cold one and enjoy it.
Well, Tom, you take your time with that retirement. You push that off as long
as possible.
As humanly possible.
We had a lot of fun here. It's a great place and a phenomenal community, and we thank you guys for being so, so supportive.
No, listen, we thank you. I appreciate your time. You can get back to it. You let my man Steve Rummage know you're the busiest man on campus.
Marcus, also congrats to your son. I got to see him the other day against the Cardinals, and he's off to a great start.
No, listen, I totally appreciate it, and I definitely pass on along the message.
All right, buddy. We'll see you guys.
Definitely. Talk to you
appreciate
soon.
Appreciate it.
That was Tom Jurich, the Tom Jurich, here on Midday with Marcus Maben.
He's ready to go.
Steve, he can't be a fan right now, Steve. He's serious.
He is, but we've seen this man outside of just hanging out with him, and he's a competitive man. There's no way that just a little bit during that game tomorrow, there's going to be a little extra bite.
Yeah. No, listen.
But he's good at what he does. He's the best at what he does.
I legitimately hope he takes a second. Like, listen to him. I'm almost like, dude, take a second, take a selfie, you know, with yourself in front of the stadium, in front of College game day. Just take a deep breath and say, made it, Ma.
Yeah.
Top of the world.
I mean, yeah, no, I agree.
Gotta be one of those moments, because you always worry about it's with all of us as a fan base appreciating so much of what he's done. I mean, media-wise, not just fan base, appreciating what he's done. You'd like to know that he's enjoying it as much as we are.
No, I agree. And I mean, and you look and you can, and we do this a lot, and we'll do it again real quick. Cause I mean, you drive down Floyd Street, you look at the construction, you see when you're in there tomorrow and you see what's going on in that stadium and everything along those lines. It is just, it's a total credit to him and where he's taken this. I mean, I sat with my dad for a few bucks at Old Cardinal.
Don't rub it in.
And I'm going to walk in there tomorrow and look around at that stadium and see. And he said it himself. And I like that he's not afraid to do that. That's a little bit of a humble thing, a humble brag. Like, look, game day's been here. We've been on game day three times in 12 months. And possibly going to get 4 at Florida State, depending on what happens. So, I mean, that's a total credit to where this program's been built. And I love that we were able to get a little bit of that in, because – I mean that when I ask it. I don't think, and I think in the last year or so, I mean, some of that's been taken into question, that you got schools don't have ADs that care for the entire university the way we have, and the support that goes all the way across the board, and the things he's done, it goes so far beyond athletics, and that's a total credit to him. And now my love fest is done.
Yeah.
So I'll stop. I'll hang up and listen.
Listen. Your community is filled
with the thousands and thousands of athletes and their families and the students that have been to this university over the last 20 years. He's created a foundation, a kind of, you know, us against, I don't want to say against the world, but a unity.
It's been a little bit of that, though.
During the hard times, it was kind of a us against the world.
Yeah.
But times like these, it's like your foundation is rock solid because it was inside out. It was inner student, inner athlete, coaching together, and it kind of grew, you know, from the inside out rather than put a pretty face on it and then try to keep things patched together as a university.
But the foundation that was built that way is what gets you through. We just went through And I'm not even going to bring this stuff up today, but the last 2 years was about as seamless as you could go through, and that's because of the foundation that you were built on, and that's a total credit. That's 150%. That's why we take extra time to respect and honor when you talk to a man like that. So kudos to him,
Larry from Orlando. Thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I just heard our wonderful athletic director there, and I'm out here in Bardstown. This signal's kind of wobbly out here, but I know what's going on the radio. I just wanted to call in. I got to reiterate what I've said before, right before this big game tomorrow night, and I will be there with you guys tomorrow, hopefully. I have never seen a fan base more together and more prideful of what we have at the University of Louisville in the athletic department and overall than our fans have. And I want you guys to continue that, fans. I know you can hear me out there. Be prideful, University of Louisville. Love it, live it, enjoy it forever because it's going to be there. We have one of the finest universities there ever was in the United States. Listen, I love you guys and listen to you every day. Like I said, I'm up here now, so I'll hopefully see you guys tomorrow. And thank you very much for your contribution to the University of Louisville, guys. Bye.
Larry, appreciate the call. Doesn't he sound like he's getting emotional every time he calls and he's excited about the events? And I feel like he drags me into the emotional side of things, the gratefulness of the program that I'm a part of. And I feel like I just need to punch a brick afterwards just to toughen back up.
Well, no, I think there is all jokes aside, let's all be family for a second and have a good time together. There is a little bit, and I love to hate Clemson.
Right.
And I love to get the juices flowing, and I'm not going to be a nice guy tomorrow. I'm not. I'm not going to walk through there slapping Clemson hands like, hey, welcome. All right. Hope you have a great time. You know, I mean, I don't really hope you have a great time. I hope your team gets busted and you have to drive home and think about it the whole time.
And get a ticket on the way home.
Yeah, and then you get a ticket and hope you get pulled over in the state of Kentucky
Stop
somewhere.
Stop saying that, so, Steve.
But regardless of all that, there is a piece of us, too, I think, that if you talk about getting emotional, that you when you see moments like that, like tomorrow night, like last year, like the blackout game in 2006.
Take a lot of pictures, people.
Yes, where you almost want to say, man, you're like, I wish. I've said this before, the blackout game in 2006, and it's funny you say take a lot of pictures. I told somebody, I said, I wish I would have took a little more time that night to enjoy what happened.
Right.
As a little more than I was just like, oh my God, running around everywhere. You know, it's like, take a breath and say, when we bust Clemson tomorrow night and that game's over and people are going to be take a breath and say, whoa, man, this is incredible.
There will be one time in your life where you get to take a picture at Papa John's Cardinal Stadium with the construction in the background, right? A night game, construction in the background. Moment, you know, just earth-shattering Cardinal moments. You should take a lot of pictures. Steve, it's funny you say that. It's going to be difficult to be surly towards these Clemson fans because the vibe is going to be so positive.
I agree.
DJ, thanks for joining us on 93.9, my man. What's on your mind?
What's up, Marcus? DJ from Texas. How you doing, baby?
Good, always good.
Man, you know what? Look, the stage is set. The lights are on. We have created some of the best rivals in less than 3 years, Marcus. Less than 3 years. College Game Day has found a new home. College Game Day has found a new home. We are going from dirt to first. Only thing we have to do is be rowdy, be Cardinals, and just do the dang thing. Go Cards. College Game Day has found a new home. I'm out.
DJ, I appreciate the call. I appreciate the energy. We got to take a quick commercial break. We got to pay some of these bills. We're just getting warmed up. We're doing the night show. Are we calling it Midnight Made for the Ville or Made for the Ville at midnight? We still don't have an official name.
Whatever it is, man, we're gonna break a lot of rules, man.
Whatever it is, yeah. We're gonna absolutely.
It's gonna be a good time. We're gonna be here from 9 to midnight. So
Midday with Marcus Maben, 81.50. 93.9 is the number on 93.9 the Ville.
Keep it locked on Middays with Marcus Maben, presented by PapaJohns.com on 93.9 The Ville. And right now, enjoy three medium one-topping pizzas for $5.55 each when using the promo code MABEN5.
Midday with Marcus Maben, 81.50. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Apparently, we need to work on our sign language. Apparently, we need to go to the snap count, the quiet snap count. When I say,
hit an audible.
Brian Hall, when I throw up two fists in the air and I'm bobbing and weaving and punching with the left hand and right hand, and I'm telling you no, the next time for the record, that means no Rocky music.
No okay? Rocky, got it.
Just for the record, two punches and bobbing and weaving with a no sign means no Rocky music.
I'm sorry, I didn't confuse you.
Brian's like, so, you like Rocky. So we're not beating anybody up today? No, Brian. No, Brian, that's not.
People.
You want to fight? You want to take the ball?
Yeah, I know. It's like, what's
people,
the deal?
You know how we close out shows. You know we bring it when we close out the shows. I couldn't give it to you right just yet. I'm going to make you join us tonight at 9 o'clock. We're going from 9 to 12.
It's going to be something you've never heard before.
I guarantee. And people, you can find the address. The address to 502 Cafe is 1923 South 4th Street. We might take some tickets over to 1923 South 4th Street. And if you get, we'll put something together. If you have a meal, $25 or more, maybe, we'll give them a ticket to let you come in the studio. You can come actually in the studio during a show, but we got to work the deal out with 502 Cafe first. You know, we got to find out how much do they need you to eat. I mean, cause come on now. You can't just stop there and get a big rant and say, hey, I'm going to kick it with, you know, Midday Marcus Maben, Midnight Made for the Villain, you know, all that. But even still, people, this is your opportunity to get over to 502 Cafe, to scout out the game day lot tonight. And we are very, very close to 502 Cafe. Gary the Redbird.
What's going on?
I feel like we've completely let you down in shadowing a radio show today. I feel like now we've taken away the magic. We have exposed, we've Penn and Tellered the radio experience for you. You actually get to see in person how helter-skelter things are, how much fun we actually are having. You understand that why these commercial breaks are so long now? Like, how much fun are we having? Tell the people at home what your experience has been like shadowing Midday with Marcus Maben for one show.
Pretty calm, man. You know, just pretty steady and easy going. Psych.
Right. Just health.
Look, what are you helter describing? Skelter is a good word, I guess. You know, yeah. You got this going here, call there, buttons everywhere. You know, I'm just trying to get it in and just watch and learn a little bit, I guess.
Well, speaking of that, we got a call coming in now. So if you could get back to work. And
who's on our line?
Thanks.
Do you know who's on our line?
No, it's Brian. Oh, he's getting it. Yeah, that's funny.
B, Bear with us, people.
Hey, we don't play. Like you,
we
come, you
have a
you
skeleton
set,
crew.
You sit in the chair. You be ready to go.
Like, you bring
we're them. Okay with that.
Hey, yeah. Steve, we were gonna have a guest, the guy who wrote the article. You want to give a public apology for?
Yes.
Some fans.
I'll let them know. Yeah, because I mean, obviously, you know, we had the guys that wrote the article,
dude,
from Shaking in the Southland.
Don't you know?
But when
that on Midday with Marcus Maven, we got it's different levels to this.
Yeah, when
not to discredit your guest or anything.
No, but when Kenny Klein guest, says Tom Jurich is calling you at 10:15,
Steve,
my shut
guest
it up.
Against your guest.
Yeah, you shut it down.
My guest got to win this.
Hang on. No, don't say your guest because I'm pretty sure Tom likes me better.
On Midday so, with Marcus Maven, what's on your mind?
What's up, man? I got my score prediction, man. Look here, man. 28-24 Louisville. But I was gonna say, man, I want to come to 502 tonight, but all I order is really to smoke wings. That ain't going to come to 25, but Friday nights, man. Rummage, you can appreciate this, man. I'm a big football head, man, so I'm going to DeSales Fern Creek tonight. So, man, we got to figure out another way to win some tickets, man. You know, I'm a football head, but 28-24 is my prediction, man. Louisville win.
Billy Carl, you got to do the predictions.
That's good,
because
man.
You definitely like to tell us the next day how you call
it. And you need to be clear. We're talking tickets in the studio. You got people out here thinking
did
you're giving away
I,
tickets
make
to the
it
game.
Sound like we were
yeah.
tickets.
So Marcus just acted like, "Hey, everybody, you're giving away tickets." And he's like, "No, you get a ticket to walk in the studio,
spend
not a ticket
$30
to
and get a free Clemson
chill.
Louisville
yeah.
game ticket."
Yeah, see, that's not.
Is that what you thought? I would listen. I'd make so much money if I could give
yeah.
away tickets for $30 meals. At 5:00,
yeah,
cafe,
just all day.
I would have made so much money by nightfall that I wouldn't work in here.
No,
I'd work from home.
Yeah, no,
I'd go buy my own radio equipment, my own Comrex, and just 100%.
Yeah,
I'd be a pirate station.
No, absolutely. If I find anything that makes me more money than you give
Call
me, then I'll be in good shape.
Matt Yates Maven or something.
When he shows up tonight, like,
call me the seller, Mr. Scalper himself. Let's stop doing that before we get the fans.
Yeah, this is good. But no, it's going to be, seriously though, tonight is going to be exciting.
Where's my beer?
I'm going to look like a Dumb and Dumber, you know, where he's in the stall just crying. Seabass.
Yeah.
We'll start calling that Seabass.
Take it down, Seabass. Right?
Yeah. Jeez.
Quick.
So
throw some salt over your right shoulder. Steve, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Oh, the score. I see it 42-14. Give me 42-21, Neville. We're going to rock them. Game day, we're rocking them. Marcus, you hear me? We're going to rock them.
Listen, you know I hear you. You know,
Amen.
I appreciate the call. Listen,
I'm with you.
Everybody's running out of breath here because we're so excited.
No, yeah, I think so, because it's kind of you're there.
Elephant in the room. What? It just happened behind me.
Mike Pratt. Trying to say hi.
Sorry, Mike Pratt. What up, yo? What up, yo?
No, trying to say hi.
I was going
to
say, you can't get my attention.
Swing your head around like that.
I didn't know, you know. I used the TV.
Our anger's not focused at him today. We're in different directions.
We'll wait till basketball season to give him a hard time.
Yeah. We're focused. A lot of hate going
Has
another
the team
way.
Been practicing at night, Steve. Is that your insider information? That's very important.
Coach Crum
would move practices.
There
to
is
when we're gonna
something
play.
To the rhythm. I'm not giving you the inside info, but there's.
Please.
I will say there's something to the rhythm, circadian rhythm, throughout a week. Maybe. The lights a little
I
bit.
I shouldn't ask that on air. But you know what? It's too late for Clemson to try to take our game.
No, they're done. Clemson's done.
They're finished.
You're done. You
they're
just come
finished.
In here to get your butts kicked.
You're freshman.
Think about that.
You're whack freshman quarterback's going to get
You
ran.
Showed up. You all that way. Just you're in the hotel right now. You're excited. You're probably listening to the show just to literally get your butt kicked up here. I mean, that sucks.
No.
Like, I feel bad. Should we buy them dinner tonight? Just maybe send some pizzas
Absolutely
over to the.
Absolutely not.
Where do you think they're staying?
I don't know, but they're eating at Jeff Ruby's. Come spend that money.
They're not eating at Ruby's.
Come spend all that money. Lose all your money.
Dabo likes the Claudia Sanders house. I do know that.
Who cares about that either?
Dabo, don't let me be knowing where you're eating.
Don't let me be knowing where you eat. Steve, clean it up.
I've been on this show way too long. I've been hanging around with you way too long.
It's our language is rubbing off.
I'm in the barbershop right now.
Total barbershop.
No, it is. Hey, look, seriously, tonight, 9 o'clock, do not, I promise you, do not miss it. If you got apps, if you got numbers, if you got radio, whatever you got, be with us at 9 o'clock tonight.
Derwin Webb of the Web Firm, 812-941-8886, 502-265-6167. 502 Cafe, the number is 996-7636. Oxmoor Toyota, Enterprise Car Rental, Jill Blessinger, DFH Company. We'll see you at 9, from 9 to 12, all stations. Oh, my God, I can't wait. Let me go get something to eat right now. Midday with Marcus Maben, 8150, 93.9, as always. Thanks a lot, Tom Jurich. Oh, 93.9. Love it.